basically, in this week, I've received confirmation from the Garda Commissioner's office that Garda Commissioner Harris has directed the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation to investigate the allegations that have been made at length regarding misconduct in public office by DTAS and Marine Casualty Investigation Board officials regarding the investigations into maritime tragedies.
This is what you've been pressing for since you lodged those documents with the Garda headquarters way back in January, wasn't it?
Yes, on the 8th of January, the 41st anniversary of the Whiddy Island disaster, knowing the recurring failings in maritime safety, the implementation of regulation, the failure to make proper recommendations in reports by the MCIB, and the information that was provided to me by a number of investigators, former surveyors, actual surveyors in the department, then the allegations that I made in terms of the MCIB being fundamentally contrary to international law was backed up by the European Court of Justice, and that's provided the momentum now for Garda Commissioner Harris to realise that what I've been saying is correct and extremely serious, and that's why this action has been taken.
It's a major development, isn't it? Was it expected? Did you expect that this would get to go ahead?
I did, within my being. I always had faith in Ungarda Shia Corner. My history with Ungarda Shia Corner goes back to the Whiddy Island disaster, when the Gardaí stood up for the families, stood up to Gulf Oils, and indeed there is a chapter in the tribunal called The Suppression of the Truth, which was a result of the great work of the Gardaí at the time, and indeed there's a chapter in the tribunal that exonerates the role of the Gardaí and what they had to put up with. And when I engaged with Garda Commissioner Harris, I explained the family's deep appreciation for the support of the Gardaí at the time, that it has not been forgotten, and I asked them to basically assist me to rectify the failings that were never rectified after the Whiddy Island disaster in relation to Ireland's reflection on their own maritime regulation and our implementation of safety measures. It also has a major consequence for the personnel of Ungarda Shia Corner and their resources being wasted and being put at danger because of the failure to implement proper safety measures. So within my being, I knew that it would fall on welcome ears what I was saying, and I had faith in Ungarda Shia Corner, and that's proven to be correct.
So this whole saga goes on and on. It'll take a while, I suppose, before anything further happens, Michael Kingston.
Well, obviously there now has to be an investigation. All the evidence that has been collected will now be discussed at more length with the National Bureau of Criminal Investigations investigators. And the charges of misconduct in public office are very serious. We're dealing with the State Department and the Marine Casualty Investigation Board. It's going to take some time, but it's a lesson for government and has repercussions not just in relation to this department, but maybe many other departments regarding ethics in public office. And it will take time, but it will come to a successful conclusion, and this behaviour will be put to a stop.